I just checked the National Hurricane Center's website, and right now, the American South faces no imminent threat from hurricanes on the Atlantic Ocean. But there will be another. There always is. And Southerners respond to hurricane warnings in different ways. The magazine I edit, Salvation South, published a story by a writer in Macon, Georgia named Suzanne Menarson about something she did back in 2017. Hurricane Irma was bearing down on Florida and was forecasted to roll northward through Georgia. So Suzanne got on Facebook and posted for all the world to see these words. If you're in the path of Hurricane Irma and need to evacuate, please let me know. We have room and you're welcome here. Within a minute after she posted this, her daughter called and said, "Have you lost your mind?" The next night, the first evacuee arrived at her door, a guy named Mike who was trying to get home to Indiana from Fort Myers, Florida. 4 days later, Hurricane Irma hit the Florida Keys, and by then, the guest list at Suzanne's home in Macon looked like this. 15 people, 4 cats, and 2 dogs. One couple brought along 3 elderly cats. A family of 3 from Florida, all of them immigrants from Afghanistan, arrived. The college-aged child of that family brought a friend from school who had arrived in Florida only 2 weeks before from his home in India, plus Suzanne and her husband and her daughter and the daughter's kids. A house full of people with different belief systems, different political alliances, different cultural backgrounds. Must have been some fights, right? Or at least some crosswords? In a word, no. Irma passed over Macon on Monday. It leveled trees all around Suzanne's house and took down her electricity. But when the worst was over and the power returned, the Afghan lady from Florida and the woman who had arrived with all the cats were digging through Suzanne's pantry, cooking supper together for the entire gang. They sat one table, they laughed, they ate, and these strangers became friends. In her story about this adventure, Suzanne reflected on whether her impulsive decision to open her doors to evacuees was smart. This is what she wrote. Was it the wisest decision? No. Would I do it again? Maybe. But opening doors to people in need dissolves differences. I'd never suggest that we all should open our doors to random evacuees. But I do know this, in times like these, dissolving differences is a fine idea. You can read Suzanne's full story at salvationsouth.com.